Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. We tied a 137-year-old record yesterday when we hit 96 degrees in Newark and Islip. They topped their previous records, getting up to 101 and 93, respectively. Wait, today, Joe, another scorcher, right?
Yes, and this is the peak of the heat. We thought that this was going to be the hottest day of the bunch as this upper-level ridge reaches its peak and its maximum. And that sends temperatures as high as they're going to get. 99, that would smash the record of 96 in Midtown of 1888. Again, 137-year-old record. And when you combine that sunshine, that kind of heat, and gruesome humidity, AccuWeather real field temperatures are going to reach miserable 105 readings this afternoon. It's not going to drop below 80 tonight in and around the city. And it's still going to be very hot and humid tomorrow with highs in the mid-90s. But a front is on the way. It sags down from the north tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night, and that brings some relief from this heat and even some of the humidity for Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. The complete four-day forecast in under 10 minutes on New York's weather station. 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
In Patterson yesterday, dozens of people had to be treated for heat-related illnesses. This was outside the high school graduation ceremony at Hinchcliffe Stadium. Several folks passed out as family and friends were lined up to get inside. Five were hospitalized with dehydration. Here in the city, OEM Commissioner Zach Iskol telling 1010 Winds they have been prepping for this heat wave for more than a week.
The Department of Social Services that has teams out there that will be bringing homeless New Yorkers into cooling spaces and into shelters around the city. Our departments that serve people with disabilities and older adults, making sure we're getting messages out to the public. So there is a ton of work that the city's doing, opening cooling centers around the city, to make sure that we are keeping our most vulnerable safe.
Get the locations of the cooling centers at nyc.gov/beat the heat, or you can call 311. If you didn't vote early, today is the day to get to the polls because it is primary day. And we in the Big Apple are choosing our candidates for mayor of New York City. In the final days, an Emerson College poll predicted a come-from-behind victory for Queens Assemblyman Zohran Mamdani. The other, a Harris X survey, said it would be Andrew Cuomo's night.
In the final hours before this primary day, both Mamdani and Brad Lander appearing together on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
We both agreed, for starters, that corrupt, abusive Andrew Cuomo should not be allowed anywhere near City Hall.
Mamdani talking about why he wants to be mayor, at the same time praising Lander.
Brad has been a principled and progressive leader in this city for years.
With one poll showing the one-time long shot Mamdani actually winning at the end of the ranked choice voting, voters head to the polls today in the stifling heat. Andrew Cuomo speaking from Hudson Square yesterday.
This election is about saving our city by restoring a government that works, that has knowledge, competence, and ability.
The country is watching to see how this race plays out. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
There's a political drama unfolding in Suffolk County. That's where the boyfriend of Smithtown Supervisor Ed Wareheim's daughter is accused of stalking Suffolk legislator Rob Trotta. Trotta is running against Wareheim in the Republican primary race for supervisor. Last week, Trotta told cops that a man in a pickup truck had parked several times in the driveway of his Northport home and revved the engine to intimidate him and his family. Well, 47-year-old Joshua Smith was arrested outside his home in Kings Park. Another battery fire in New York City with more than a dozen people hurt in the Bronx.
The fire on Devo Terrace was caused by 5 lithium-ion battery-powered scooters.
These were on the porch. They were very, very close to the building itself.
Fire Marshal Dan Flynn says at least one wasn't certified. The home was 100% wood. Chief of Fire Operations Kevin Woods.
So with that, we had rapid extension to the building to the left and the building to the right.
The owner of one of those other homes was concerned about the scooters on the front porch, but knew that at least one of the residents used it for a disability. 15 injuries here.
One of our firefighters did go to the hospital. He's still admitted. Hopefully, he gets out in a couple of days.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Kingsbridge Heights.
Police looking for the gunman in a fatal shooting in broad daylight in Queens. 45-year-old Chenille Ramsey shot in the head yesterday afternoon near 127th Avenue and 176th Street in St. Albans. A witness telling the Daily News the gunman had chased her, firing 8 or 9 times. A neighbor says Ramsey was a nurse who lived with her mother and young son. Anyone with information asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Some new help for dancers in the city who are struggling to make ends meet.
Is a big movement toward retention. And the more we can keep dancers in the business and in the city, the more we have the creative sector alive and the really... It adds to the magic of New York City.
And so, with the help of organizations, including the Ford Foundation and the New York Community Trust, Dance NYC has announced the Dance Workforce Resilience Fund. Interim Executive Director Sarah Rohr.
This is more geared toward professional dancers who have already completed contractual performance work in our service area. And it's meant to help address the wage gap that we have found through our research.
You can get the eligibility and application guidelines at dance.nyc/DWR fund. The eviction notice now taken down at the Elizabeth Street Garden. That's after Mayor Adams reversed course on a plan to replace the Lower East Side spot with 123 units of affordable senior housing. Instead, 600 units will be built elsewhere.
On a sweltering day in the well-shaded park, there was celebration.
Hallelujah.
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 Civil rights attorney Norman Siegel represented the group fighting to save it.
I want to thank the mayor of the city of New York and the first deputy mayor for their support and having the courage and leadership to rethink what was going to happen.
It was city councilman Chris Marte's vision.
My mom loves this garden. My dad writes poems about this garden. I grew up 6 blocks away.
But the projects that saved the garden could take years. The decision overturned a city council senior housing plan that steamed Speaker Adrian Adams, who accused the mayor of capitulating to special interests. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Lower East Side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.